Well, folks, you know, you don't have to stand every time I hear Hail to the Chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
You heard it for yourself. He actually doesn't know that he is president of the United States and looks for the president each time Hail to the Chief is played. Yes, it is time that the 25th Amendment of the Constitution be invoked and Mr. Biden is relieved of his duties. But there's much more going on in the world and everything is pointing to the imminence of the rapture. We'll talk about it tonight on The Last Christian Radio Show.
Welcome to The Last Christian Radio Show with your hosts, Brother J.D. Williams and Brother T.L. Farley. It's now time to grab your Bible as prophecy brings into focus the events playing out on the world stage at incredible speed, right before our very eyes, and exactly as was foretold.
Well, good evening again, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another edition of The Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams, and as always, I am joined by my co-host there in Dallas, Texas, Mr. Terry Farley. And how are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm doing, Joel. Thanks for asking.
Well, I tell you, this is going to, and I said this to you in the pre-show, but I'm going to mention it to everybody else. It's going to come as a complete shock to you that I changed it. You know, we're not going to go into Ezekiel 38 exclusively tonight. We're going to deviate a little bit. We're going to change plans. I know I've never done that before, right?
I can't believe it. I'm going to have to sit down. I don't even have a chair. I mean, this is just, this is earth shaking.
Yeah.
Hang on, folks. This is going to get good.
Yeah, it's going to get good, all right. And people aren't going to like this much, Terry. And, you know, one of the things that I've done tonight, and I don't do this much, and Terry has actually encouraged me to do it more, and that is to put up my U.S. Press Association membership tag and ID number. I'm doing that to cover my free speech basis. I know the government doesn't like to pay attention to the Constitution. I mean, you know, laws don't matter right now. Nobody cares really if it's legal or not. You know, as long as they can get away with it, they're good. As long as they don't get prosecuted, they're good. As long as they can, you know, just get away with it, you know, they're good. But legally speaking, if they take down anything that I say tonight, they're in violation of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And guess what? I'm just enough of a jerk that I might actually sue them. You know, I might actually do it. So, you know, they need to watch out, because the little guy here in East Texas don't mind causing big problems in D.C. So, anyway, here's the deal. I started this off tonight, and I don't know if you guys heard it in the background or not, but this is our president. This is President Joe Biden. And what he is actually saying is that he, honest to goodness, doesn't know he's president of the United States. When he hears Hail to the Chief played, he gets up and looks around to see who's coming. Now, this isn't something that's back from like January of 2021. This is this week. This happened this week. I want you to understand that. He said that this week. And here again is that audio clip. I want you guys to hear this. Okay, here we go.
Well, folks, you know, you don't have to stand every time I hear Hail to the Chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Did you hear the part where he said, I'm not joking? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, now,
sure
that's
did.
Scary. That is really scary. This man has the nuclear codes. He has the nuclear codes, Terry.
This is not funny. I'm laughing for point to cry.
It is not funny. No, not at all.
It's horrible.
This man has the nuclear codes. Yeah. I mean, he can actually order the United States of America to nuke someplace. And guess what? As president and as commander-in-chief, he can do that.
There he goes. That's
or,
right. Yeah.
Or somebody can, you know, attack us and he's in charge. And he decides whether or not we respond or not.
That's
Think
right.
about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's what he'd be telling me. I'm thinking about it.
Right. That's exactly. You know, I'll take that under advisement. You know, or maybe we should find a diplomatic answer while those missiles are flying and they're 24 minutes from our shore. You know, let's make a phone call.
Or he says, well, why are they doing, he says, why are they doing that?
Yeah. I mean, this is insanity, you know. Now, you know, I mentioned it last week that, or I think it was maybe in the last show, that I really didn't think he was competent, you know, and, you know, you can call me, you know, a Republican. I'm not. I'm an independent. I've already warned Terry if he starts blaming Democrats for something, I'll start blaming Republicans. You know, because I really and truly believe that if you're voting strictly for party, either one of them's going to disappoint you. You know, if you're a Republican, your party's going to disappoint
you.
If you're
a
Democrat, your party's going to disappoint you. It doesn't matter. You can't focus on a party. You got to focus on the person and, you know, on the content of the character.
That's right.
You know, and that's what it's all about. But honestly, I don't think that Joe Biden is competent to be in office. And there is a thing called the 25th Amendment. And the 25th Amendment is, in case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. That should scare
oh my
you.
Goodness. Oh.
Cackles.
I'm in pain.
Cackles will be president of the United States. I sincerely believe that this is one reason why the 25th Amendment has not been invoked yet.
Yeah, sure.
It's because of who he is, number two. But, Terry, you know the answer to this already, but who's number three?
Yeah. Oh, it's worse. It's Pelosi.
There you go. Okay.
And I'm not saying that because she's a Democrat either.
Right, right. No, she's another one that's kind of on the verge of losing it. So you guys are probably saying, okay, well, what in the world does that have to do with the Last Christian Radio Show? What does that have to do with finding that last individual to accept Christ before the rapture? And I'm going to say everything, absolutely everything, because Jesus Christ told us that in the last days that there was going to be a lot of catastrophic things happen. And, you know, I'm seeing a change in leadership in Israel, in the United Kingdom. Japan has chaos going on. I saw that there was a leadership change in a smaller country just today. I can't remember. Their president ran away. The big one, of course, being Israel. You got Putin that's really sick, supposedly. He could fall out anytime. My point here is there's changes of leadership that are weakening every country. Now, I want to add to this, the United States has now depleted its military forces by sending so much of our military strength over to fight against Ukraine in this proxy war that we got going on with Russia right now in the Ukraine, that we cannot even defend ourselves now against attack. And on top of that, we've disqualified 10% of our standing army because they won't get vaccinated against COVID-19, which, by the way, more people get sick with COVID after they take the vaccine than if they didn't. That's just a fact.
Yeah, that's right.
Look it up. It's a fact, okay? If you take the vaccine, you have a much more likely chance of getting that virus than if you don't. That's a fact. They don't like to. I know Fauci hates me to say that. I know Facebook hates me to say that. I know YouTube hates me to say that. I know that everybody that believes in this, you know, thing hate me to say that. But the fact of the matter is, if you take it, you're much more likely to get COVID-19. It's just a fact. Look it up.
There it is.
Okay.
Yep.
So, as I said, all of this plays into the Ezekiel 38 prophecies that we've been talking about, Terry. In order for Ezekiel 38 to happen, there's got to be a lot of weakening going on. Now, one thing that we have talked about in the past is Matthew 24. But people mm-hmm. people may be familiar with Matthew 24, Terry, but I don't think many are realize that Jesus didn't just, or this what isn't mentioned in the Bible just in Matthew 24.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Luke 21, completely different chapter. Luke 21, yep. And I'm going to go to verse 7, where it says, so they ask him, teacher, but when will these things be, and what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? And he said, take heed that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. Now, that sounds a lot like Matthew 24. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Now, I think that you've got some input on this too, right, from a couple of other books in the Bible?
Sure, yes. But going back into there, it goes deep. Matthew 24, where Jesus talks about there's going to be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. That's the King James 1611. It says diverse places. And we had just a few years ago a seismologist who came out with a report that all of the earthquakes that are happening are not connected because they're in diverse places.
Right. And also
he doesn't know he's quoting Jesus.
Right. Also, I hear of a super volcano right now. And I'm going to have more information on this on Saturday, but there's a super volcano that they're worried about right now. And I don't know if people are aware of it, but we've got a couple of those too in the United States. The biggest one, I think the biggest one in the entire world is actually located under Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that. But whenever you are talking about earthquakes going off, you know, earthquakes and volcanoes and all kind of stuff, when these things actually happen, you talk about hell on earth. My goodness.
Oh, I'm
gracious.
Telling you. And let me grab that opportunity with Luke. Luke chapter 24, verses 34 through 36, Jesus is talking. He's going on, but here's where he begins to reveal the rapture. It says, starting in verse 34, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. So we don't want to get too caught up in what's going on. This is all prophesied.
Right.
And so that day come upon you unawares. Okay, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the whole earth. Okay, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted, listen to this, worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
Right.
Guess what he's talking about?
Well, I think he's talking about a couple of things, not just the rapture of the church, but I think he's also talking about, you know, be careful because you could be a part of the tribulation. You don't want to be a part of that either. You know, you want to be a part of the rapture, but you don't want to be a part of the tribulation. So, you know,
Now
I'm going to grab
this.
I'm going to grab this, Terry. This is your book, Blast Off. I'm going to encourage people to go out and get this. You can see, I got it. For those of you that are watching this on video, I got it, okay? I know what I'm talking about here. I've read it. And believe me, if you haven't, you need to. And then you need to go back and you need to look at Ezekiel 38. You need to look at Isaiah 17:1. You need to look at Matthew. You need to look at Mark, Luke, and John. You need to start reading your Bible because it's here, okay? I mean, when I made up the title for this today, this is no joke, people. I am not playing with you. Time is extremely short. Everything that you see happening on the world stage right now, it's part of what the Bible was talking about. And if you don't see that, you need to read it. Read the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, now another thing. Russia, China, Iran. What are they doing right now? They're preparing for military war games. In other words, they're working together. China, Russia, Iran. Okay? Now, this plays into Ezekiel 38.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of that coalition. They're coming together. Now, think about it. We have got a depleted military. We got food shortages. We got fuel that is through the roof. People can't even, you know, they got to decide, do I eat this week or do I fill up my car? We got more people homeless than in the history of dating back to the Depression. Yeah. Okay. We have a recession, whether people want to admit it or not, underway. You can get a raise right now at work and you still can't make your bills because prices have doubled or tripled.
Yeah.
This is all playing into the end times, right or wrong, Terry?
Oh, absolutely. And going back to your thing about, you really, as crazy as it sounds, you really can't get too excited about all of this happening. And the reason being is that the rapture itself is going to happen faster on a day that must be called today, faster than anybody can imagine. The deeper you go into it, so
but we've got to prepare for the rapture. We can't. Again, the day must be called today. I understand that. I'm trying to get by that. I want it's going to happen on a day that's called today. But that's all we need to say about that. The day will be called today.
Well, that means
let's move on, brother. I know it does. But let's move on. Okay. Here's another one. Wait. I want to get into that discussion.
I'm listening.
Biden and the Israeli PM today met, and Biden is telling the Israelis that he will not accept nuclear weapons with Iran. So the Israelis come up and they say, that's wonderful. That's what we want to have happen. But what we need for you to say is that you're going to back us up militarily. You know, there's going to be military consequences to
absolutely
this if Iran does it. And by the way, they have enough nuclear material right now that they could build 5 nuclear bombs.
Yes, that's okay? Right.
That's already there. That's a fact. Look it up. Okay, so when the Israelis ask Biden for that statement, he said, no, I think that, you know, diplomacy is still the way to go. Well, I'm sorry, but diplomacy does not prevent a thing, especially when it's talked about by somebody that doesn't know left from right, up from down, or that he's president of the United States.
Okay, there you go.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. So the Israelis are not, I mean, trust me, these people are not impressed. They are simply not impressed.
They're smarter than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, and they got no government right now, not really. You know, the way their government is set up. I saw where Biden shook hands with Benjamin Netanyahu.
That was amazing.
Because there's a good chance he could win again. You know, in Israel, it's much different than the United States. I don't know how many times Netanyahu's been prime minister, but it's more than twice. Two or three, four times?
I think so.
They seem to swap back and forth all the time. And I don't know who's going to be the prime minister there. I don't know who the president of the United States is going to be. It could be Biden. It could be Kamala Harris. It could be Nancy Pelosi. If you get a flip in the Congress and Senate, it could be anybody. I don't know. But I do know the world is looking for a leadership right now. Anywhere it can find it. You know, they're desperate for a leader. They're desperate for a leader, and there's not a leader anywhere in the world right now. And that, to me, signals the fact that when you've got all this chaos going on, and you got the wars and the rumors of wars, you have these earthquakes and volcanoes that are happening in diverse places, like what you were talking about, Terry.
Yeah.
I see everything coming to fruition right now. And people, please understand, you know, the days are short. And I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it because it's going to come true. Just like there is a last play in a football game, The quarterback drops back. He throws the pass. It's win or lose right now. No flags down. When this ball is caught or dropped, the game is over. Okay? Well, just like that, when the church is called from this earth, the game is over. The rapture has occurred. Mm-hmm. The bus has left. And anybody that's remaining here has got to go through at least part of the tribulation. And that's something that they do not want to do. If you not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to get on your knees right now and you need to beg the Lord and say, look, I know I'm a sinner. I know I am. I know Jesus Christ died for me. I know He died on the cross for me. Probably the most painful death in the history of time. This Jesus Christ was beaten to the point that He would have died anyway. And then they took Him and they nailed Him to a cross and He died there for your sins. Mm-hmm. And you need to tell God that you know that He was buried, and after 3 days He rose, and then people saw Him, and guess what? He wasn't beat up. He wasn't beat up. He was a fully restored individual. People saw Him. Hundreds of people saw Him, and then He rose to be with the Father in heaven with the promise He's coming back for His church, and guess what? He's about to do that. He's about to do that. It's imminent, in my opinion. So what you've got to do is you've got to accept Him. And if you will do that and you will follow Him all the remaining days of your life, Terry, I guarantee you that you will find the peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, Terry, I'm going to be talking a lot about Blastoff or PMOR in the coming days, but I want you to talk about it right now and then also give us a little bit of a preview of what the Eye of Storm is going to be about on Sunday night.
Sure. Blast off rapiamor. The word rapiamor is scholastically sound. The word rapture is where we get the word rapture from, rapiamor. And that's for Jerome's Latin Vulgate, 4th century. The Latin Vulgate has been changed and updated over the centuries, of course. But the word rapiamor has been retained to this very day. It's still accepted as a good, sound word. And so that's the thing, because I want people to understand there's a lot of comfort and strength in the teaching of the rapture. Paul even said, comfort one another with these words. He said, strengthen one another. And then he commended them and he said, which you're doing. You are strengthening each other with this. You are comforting in this, because Jesus said, occupy until I come. And he was talking to believers that were going to be ready when he shouted. He said there are going to be those who won't be ready, but he said there are going to be those who are going to be ready, and they're going to come up. Now, there are some that are ready as Christians, but they're not ready in the sense that they've wandered off the path or something. They need to get right, because the Bible teaches God, in Hebrews we're told that God chastises those who really know Him. If they're in sin, He chastises them until they get straight again. And if they do not straighten out, He brings them home early. And I've had this happen in my own life. I'm sure Joel has, with friends he's known that shouldn't have gone home so early, but they went home early. And that's not to say everyone that goes home early is necessarily having that problem, but that's something to help you to understand how serious your holiness is, your separateness unto God is to all people. Right. And don't forget, Sunday night, we're going to be having our From the Eye of the Storm, and we're going to be looking at being a disciple, being a worker for Jesus in the fields of working to get people to come to Jesus in the day of the Lord coming back. And so please check it out at 7:30 p.m. Sunday night Central Time.
Right. And also, for those of you that tuned in Wednesday night, you heard the second half of the Tony Peters interview. Again, he's the host of Cool Explorations, Explorations in God's Word. And that was an incredible interview. And for anybody that missed it, that's still on the Last Christian site, www.lastchristian.net. Find it on any of the major podcasting services as well. Coming up next Wednesday, and I'm going to have a short interview with her on on Saturday's show. Julianne is the host of a podcast called Married to Addiction. She also has her own radio show that she'll be talking about as well. And I'm going to have her on my next Last Christian podcast. That's at 7:30 every Wednesday evening, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. You can find it again at lastchristian.net, any of the major podcasting services, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. If you look for it, believe me, you can find it. It's everywhere. In the meantime, I am deadly serious when I put up the title screen today that the rapture is imminent. I put up warning signals. I've done everything that I can possibly do. I don't know when it's going to happen, Terry, but I know we're nearing that moment. I know we are. There's too many signs, and there's too little time. And you know, I'm going to keep pushing on this. I think it needs to be pushed on. I think people need to be made aware of it. You know, it's something we can't avoid it. We can no longer avoid talking about this. We simply can't. So if you haven't accepted the Lord, please do. And, you know, there's no guarantee that we're going to have a Saturday. But if we do, Terry and I will be back here. And we'll keep talking. Now, as I told you last time, and I really meant it, I'm not saying this in jest. If you hear a repeat, there's probably a reason for that. And that means we're not here. Think about that. And we will see you Saturday evening. Good night. And God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Central Time right here on Revelation Radio. And don't forget to join us every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central for the Last Christian Podcast, now available on all major podcast platforms and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.